The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. Great to have you with us today. And you know, one of the things that we love to do on this show is to highlight local ministries, local pastors, because it's the local pastors who are doing the hard work. And so we want to highlight churches and ministries and pastors in the Chicagoland area. And with that in mind, I am thrilled to be joined by the pastor at Christ Community Church, their Huntley campus, also a ministry coach for pastors and leadership teams. His name is Don Hay. Don, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, it's absolutely my pleasure. Off air, Don and I realized we went to Wheaton together. So this is like an interview that is for Christ and his kingdom, right? This is what we're doing. So Don, you're currently campus pastor at the Huntley campus for Christ Community Church. Give us the Reader's Digest from how'd you get there? Talk to us about your journey.
Yeah, so I grew up in a Christian home and always knew that I wanted to do full-time ministry. I wasn't sure exactly if that would be missions or church, but just kind of had a sense that I wanted to do full-time ministry. And so I went to Wheaton College. I didn't know too much, but I went. And God just introduced me to some fantastic people that continued to invest in me and help me see Jesus in some really powerful ways. And so when I got out of college, I jumped into church ministry, definitely in over my head at my first church. Yes. I had no idea how much I didn't know. Mm. But I fumbled and bumbled through with some really gracious, generous people. I did that for a little bit and then moved to another church in a more suburban area where we were for a while. And then actually moved down to South Jersey outside of Philadelphia. Each time in some different roles, but each time looking to be a part of a healthy church. So I was less concerned about the role. So my first church, I was a senior pastor. Then I was discipleship that evolved into executive pastor. And then I was small groups, and that turned into an executive pastor. And then the church before I came here, I was a senior pastor. So it's been a variety that I would say has been mostly fueled just by a love for the church and a love for God's people doing what he's left us here to do. And then in terms of getting back out here to Illinois, we loved our time at Wheaton. And so we had stayed in touch with some different folks. And one of those connections was at Christ Community. And so they had just launched a new campus in Huntley, and they were looking for a campus pastor. So got in touch, went through the process, ended up back out in the Midwest.
There you
and,
go.
We have thoroughly enjoyed it so far.
You and I, a similar journey from Jersey back out to Illinois, right? But I was North Jersey, but hey, there you go.
Well, and it's one of those, can anything good come from Jersey? That's one of those.
I would like to think I came from Jersey. So there
many
we go.
Good things. And we were surprised with how much we loved our time in New Jersey.
That's
because
great.
We underestimated it a lot, and we had a thoroughly good time there.
I tell people they always do. They always underestimate New Jersey. So your role as a campus pastor, you've been a senior pastor, you said a discipleship pastor, all of this stuff. Some people, probably a lot of people listening, have never been a part of a campus. So what's it been like to be a campus pastor? And to ask it really broadly, how does it even work? What does it mean to be a campus pastor?
Yeah, so different. So this is my first time as a campus pastor. So right. I would say that I've been learning over the past 2 years. In essence, it depends on the model. But you sort of range from having a multi-site, multi-congregation to a campus model. So sometimes you'll have an independent campus that's just part of a whole. They preach what they want, they worship the way they want, they do what they want, but they're sort of part of that larger branding. You go to the other end of the spectrum, and you will have a campus that's more like ours, where we have our sermon that is broadcast in from a central location in St. Charles. But we do all our own worship. We run all our own programs. We do all of our people-related stuff. Our community impact is, it's all flavored for the Huntley community. So everything is localized to our community, but we bring in the message really for the sake of consistency, so mm-hmm. that regardless of what campus you go to, you will find a consistency of message, so you don't have to go to one campus for one or that other campus for another. And also, it affords me time to invest more heavily on the people side of things. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to people care, people discipleship, mentoring, developing staff, working in the community, it sort of removes that preaching component. Yep. Just the amount of time that goes into that. So
yeah,
I would say that's probably a big difference. It also enables us for our size. We're just under 200 mm-hmm. size wise as a campus, but it allows us, because we're part of a larger church, we're able to offer resources, ministry support groups, care ministries. We're able to offer a lot more than
gotcha.
A normal church our size would.
Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense.
That's kind of a centralized deal. Version.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. So part of your story is too, that I was reading your bio that you do some coaching with pastors and leadership teams. I guess the question is why, where does your care for pastors come from? And what's kind of your message to pastors when you work with them?
So having been a pastor, mm-hmm. It is draining. And it is,
amen.
It is tiring. It is richly rewarding. And it is very difficult for someone who's not a pastor to relate. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us as pastors, we minister out of our strengths. But we also minister out of weakness, and learning how to process and navigate weakness is a very tricky thing. Navigating teams, elders, staff, It's so part of what sort of gave me that heart to do it is having done it myself mm-hmm. and realizing that a friend to bounce ideas off of, get suggestions about how do I go into this project? How do I navigate this situation? Having been a part of healthy churches and mm-hmm. dysfunctional churches, having been a part of mm-hmm. healthy teams and elder teams and really messed up, hurt, wounded people in leadership, my desire is to offer a resource to the person who's in the midst of that, who's in that room trying to lead well, trying to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And just and to give them some encouragement and also just some really good ideas, to give them a critical eye that looks and says, hey, maybe if you tried it this way, you might get a little more fruit. Or maybe if you did this, you might find a little more success. Or how do you navigate this situation? Because I feel like having been through a lot of things where I've said, come on, God, can't you just give me a break?
Yeah.
Cut me a break. And yet to be sort of on this end of things, feeling like, how does God redeem the things that I've had to navigate in a way that is a blessing to others?
Absolutely. I like to end with asking pastors this question. You could go for an hour on this, but I'm giving you a minute or two.
Yeah.
Church gets a lot of black eyes these days. Church gets a lot of bad press, a lot of it done by ourselves, deserved, right? But so what gives you hope? What gives you hope for the church? Are you hopeful for the church? And if so, what kind of gives you that optimism and that hope for the church?
So totally hopeful for the church, primarily just because of who Jesus is. Mm-hmm. I would say that having been in ministry for 20 some years, that I have learned that not everything that has church in the title is actually a church.
That's good.
And yet, because of who Jesus is and because he's not back yet, we long and we look forward to his return. But in the meantime, we do our best to take hold of him and walk in his spirit. And his spirit enables us to do that. So I would say as long as he's not back yet, we press on and we do what he's put us here to do.
That's a good word, Don Hay, campus pastor at Christ Community Church's campus in Huntley. If people want to connect with you, it's Easter season. If they live up that way, where can they connect and find out more information?
So website is ccclife.org. And then you can find our Huntley campus right there. We've got our service times. We're also on the normal socials, Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that.
Awesome.
Come on by. Again.
there you go. If you're looking for a church in the Huntley area, go check it out, especially this Easter season. Don, thanks, man. Always good to have Wheaton alum with me. Always good to parade the Wheaton alum through. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep, you're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, hope for your life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.